award-winning offstage and on-the-air performance number 867. I am Lisa Sheps, and I am joined by my co-host, Ms. Nicole Shiro.
Hello.
You're listening to us on KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby, streaming live when I can remember at KOOP.org. Step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cup. Yeah. Step right up. It is Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. On the show today, we have Austin Playhouse in the show, Camilla Full of Wishes, and later on, we're going to be trying to talk to Bandwagon Arts in their show, Private Lives. And of course, we are going to have lively discussions of the world of theater in Austin, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Mazatlan, and Amsterdam. Don't go away. I swear to you, no one cares if
I am here. Oh, Nick, Jordan, we're heading into the city.
I am heading there for Tulip Festival in April. Did
That's
you know
exactly
that?
Why I said that.
Yeah, I didn't think you did.
That is exactly why I said that. Which plan. Where, Mazatlan or Amsterdam?
Well, I'll be outside.
Because Amsterdam would be tulips.
Yeah, ha, ha, ha. I'll be at the Keukenhof Gardens outside, but also be in Rotterdam. But
I don't know. Any place called Keukenhof is good in my
book. The Keukenhof Gardens are where the famous tulip gardens are. And I'll be there on opening day with like parades.
Ooh. Like full April.
It sounds exciting, but it sounds like, oh, is this really a good day?
Who doesn't like
it? Oh, but yeah.
Let me introduce these voices that we're hearing.
Yes.
I'm sitting here. Hi. We have Michael Galvan. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. And we have Jimami Otadu.
Gigani Otadui.
Gigani Otadui.
Hi.
I even spelled it out.
You know, that's.
I even spelled it out phonetically and got it wrong.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm used to it.
Okay. Yeah, and now I'm totally confused. And Diana Patricia Guizado.
Hello.
How'd I get your name?
Good.
Good.
I mean, last name.
Guisado, not good. Guisado.
Yes,
I do that in when I Spanish the GUI. I always do that wrong, and people always make fun of me.
It's okay. Lisa.
No fun. It's okay.
So I have to start out the show first of all with thanking Kim Simpson for another wonderful International Folk Bazaar. Amazing, amazing.
He's always awesome.
And looking
sauce.
Forward to his party on Sunday at Batch.
I'm about to Ooh. Ask what time.
It's I believe it's from 12 to 6. It's a big co-op. Unofficial where South by would, Southwest thing.
Where would people nice. Find more information?
I don't know, but you could try co-op.org. That would be a good
That's
thing.
A good time. That's
I'm
going to
say co-op.org has it on the social because they're good like that.
Look it up.
Yep.
Look it up.
2 days ago on Monday at the same said place, Batch, co-op gave out their annual Silver Mic Awards. And Offstage and On the Air was honored with the Best NPA Show for 2025.
Hey! As it should.
And that is good. We have not won that award since the last time we won it was 2013.
I was like, it was a while ago.
Yeah. So so I am quite humbled by it.
They like
really
us
unexpected.
Again.
Well deserved.
When we won it last time, I was actually working here, so I was very visible and everybody knew me. This time, not so much.
It's because of us, Lisa.
It's because of you.
It's our sunny disposition, the two of us.
It's because
have.
Of Michael Galvan.
Exactly.
It is.
The presence that we bring
true.
Here.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true.
He's on
the show so often. So, so I want to start off the show talking about...
I'm blind going into what you're talking about today.
I know. Because I didn't write the script
properly. She
didn't.
She gave me the old stuff, the so old I stuff. Have no but idea.
Interestingly enough, the first rails. Item on the first Snape. Item on the list is correct.
Oh, it is?
There we go.
What is it?
Oh, okay.
The first item on the list is correct, and that is the Broadway in Austin season.
The biggest season ever.
But before we talk about the season, we're currently playing at Broadway Across America, or Broadway in Austin, the season before next season, which is the current season.
It's like the shirt before the shirt.
Which is the 25-26 season.
Yes, yes. I'm here with you.
Right now at Bass Concert Hall is The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
Which I was confused because I thought I was going to see the mediocre Gatsby, and it's not. It's The Great Gatsby.
It's The Great Gatsby.
It's great like that.
Yeah. So Great Gatsby musical. So as everybody knows, I believe in 2019, The Great Gatsby went on public domain, and then there were a whole bunch of properties, and there are two Great Gatsby's musicals.
They were like dueling for a while. There's one multiple different shows. There were two that got to
correct.
Like the uh-huh. big
one of which
big stages
was on Broadway and is now on tour. And one of which is threatening Broadway soon, probably. It's called Gatsby.
Threatening Broadway? Like
threatening
with...
Broadway. Yeah, like with their
fists. Yeah. Like I'm coming for you.
Coming for you, Broadway. We will play the stage.
Anyway, so I went to see it. I went to see it last night. And enjoyed myself.
Yay.
Yeah.
I love those costumes.
Big and brass. The costumes were gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed, I think, who stood out for me the most was the actor that played Daisy. And you're going to tell me the name because you know it.
Senzel. Amadei. Yeah. So most of this cast recently got to originate all these roles in the South Korean production. So
beautiful.
They spent 4 months doing it over in South Korea before going on the road with it.
There you go.
Which is kind of cool.
How do we get out there? I want to get out there.
You just go to ABIA, the airport here, and buy yourself a ticket.
Beautiful. And I should say the choreographer of The Great Gatsby from Broadway here, Dominique Kelly, has ties to Austin and has worked on Sophisticated Ladies and Singing in the Rain and some other shows here. I know. Those were like the spookies.
We just had a little electrical glitch in the studio. I don't know what that means.
A little bit of energy. That's fine.
Back to this next season, which is pretty cool. There's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 shows.
Because it's the biggest ever Broadway season. Mm-hmm. It's the largest they've ever had.
And we used to be like B and C list city, and now I think we're getting close to A list.
It hasn't been for a while.
Really?
I know, but it's just.
But you keep saying it like it's brand new, but it's like
I know
the stuff. The tides have been a turning.
I'm quite excited. So
changing.
Let me ask you, without just going through the list, what are you excited to see next season? What's the thing that interests you the most?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
No. I have to be honest with you.
Well, I am excited.
Probably Buena Vista Social Club.
Oh, that's good.
And probably Death Becomes Her, which are in both Houston and Austin.
That's Death Becomes Her is my number one. Buena Vista Social Club is my number two. Here's the list. Mrs. Doubtfire. Mm-hmm. That one I'm less interested in. Waitress, which has been here before. A Beautiful...
People like that show, man.
Yeah, I don't know why. not that I have an opinion.
But it's okay.
Not that I have an opinion. Don't know why. Then A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical.
Mm-hmm. I think you'll actually enjoy that. We just had it in Houston. It's a lot of fun. It's the only thing Neil Diamond has ever put his stamp of approval on. It really handles a lot of things really well. I don't know. I think you will be pleasantly surprised at that one.
Well, I hope so. I'm a fan of Neil Diamond. Yeah.
His music has that. I think there's at least one Neil Diamond song. All of us have something to relate to.
Yeah, and there was just a movie about
Songs on Blue, Diamond. Currently Song on Blue. The Peacock. Mm-hmm. If you're to check that out.
Which Neil I Diamond's watched. Really did you, anybody see it?
I have not.
And I can wait.
It's interesting. Yeah. I thought it was about Neil Diamond, but it's not.
No,
it's about a Neil Diamond cover
band.
It's a true story, and it's not all lighthearted either. It's very lighthearted. It's got a heavy story behind it, but it's
very heavy. And you know who's in it?
But it's
Neil Diamond.
Michael Imperiori.
He is. Hugh Jackman.
So is the Hugh Jackman. He plays.
What?
He's the lead role. Gosh, why can I not think of her name?
Kate Hudson and Hugh Jackman.
Yep. Yeah, she's actually kind of. Some of the clips I've seen of her. Just very,
she was nominated.
Very nice. Yeah, she was.
Uh-huh.
A lot of stuff happens to this lady.
I enjoyed it. So, boy, we're going to spend the whole first part
talking about this. Let's do it.
Shows are good to talk about.
So beautiful. Then Buena Vista Social Club.
Solid.
Very looking forward to that. And here's a show I've never heard of. Phantom of the Opera.
Did that just come out?
I think it did. Phantom of the Opera.
Sounds all right, you know.
Well, you know, Nicole and I were
sounds
talking
interesting.
Before the show. It is a fan favorite. People will go see it.
Yeah. No, I love it.
And I think it's a beautiful looking show.
Mm-hmm. Lisa.
Another one that I'm excited about is Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Alicia Keys musical.
Yeah.
And, Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
I have to tell you, I was all like, why would they do this to one of the greatest movies? And I didn't go see it forever. I know it has this crazy cult following. People love it. When I finally saw it, I was like, that is a good time. And they did it really well and did justice to the movie. It is fun.
I've never seen it.
Oh my God.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, I've seen nothing but clips about it and just heard people, raving.
It's
about it.
It's really a lot of fun. And it's smart on the stage. And it doesn't dumb down or take anything away from the first one. It is not a kid show, but neither is the
movie. Yeah, no, not at all.
But it's fun. I really had a good time. So, I was excited to see that.
That's good to know.
And then we have Water for Elephants.
Yeah. Ooh. A lot of acrobatic.
And then Death Becomes Her. And then Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
No,
the Chamber of Secrets.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Is
that one you?
That's a second movie.
What is Chamber of the Secrets?
That's the second movie.
I'm not a Harry Potter fan.
That's a good time.
So you guys are like, it's the movie. I'm like, it's the book.
It's the book. Yeah, and I'm like, I read the book first.
It's the book.
I am a Harry Potter fan.
This is the condensed version or the newer condensed version because it was two shows before.
It's been like that in the States, in New York for like a year and a half.
No,
London, the West End.
Longer than that. Since
the West End are the ones that just
I know that, but it's been since pandemic.
Yeah.
They did it.
So this will be the shorter.
This is the shorter one.
It's the current one. It's the only one you can get.
Oh, okay.
They changed it all.
Seems to me, I mean, similar to when you talk about things that have done similar things, not quite this drastic, but Color Purple cut a half an hour out of their show.
I don't understand.
Half an hour?
Well, I don't see it when you watch it.
And
it didn't, you didn't lose anything. And that's what everybody says about Cursed Child as well. You cut a whole 2 hours out of it or 2.5 hours out of it, and you still can't see it.
They didn't cut out
It was
two separate shows. So you had to go see part one.
And then part two.
And then go see part two. Like, so you didn't. You could go see one or the other, but you weren't going to get the
Sorry, I ain't got the kind of Broadway money like that. I'm seeing part one and then
closing
I'll read the synopsis.
Out the season is Book of Mormon. Ding dong. Good season.
Hello.
Good season.
Long
My
season.
My name is Elder Lisa. Okay. Now, here we go. This now is the part that we're sort of going on our own. Good thing we talked about this much. We don't have to use the list because we won't get to
I'm
it.
I'm a clean slate today. I don't know what this list is.
But we did have an opening. It was called What We Did Before Our Moth Days. And now I've got to go find the article.
Are we going to talk about what we did before our moth days?
We are. Well, this is a Wallace Shawn play. And I did, I'm not very smart. You know that.
No, you are.
I forgot that he did My Dinner with Andre, that he wrote that.
Oh, you know what? I didn't remember that either.
And he teamed up with Andre Gregory. And he did, this is very similar in feel to My Dinner with Andre. It is four people. Hold on, I'm just going to read this. It's a set of interlinking monologues. Four actors sit in chairs facing a dimly lit audience, occasionally sipping from their mugs, telling us stories from their lives and deaths. And it is 3 hours long.
Oh, right.
This is, I would read that and immediately go, I don't think so.
Oh, wow.
They just sitting down the whole time? Or
but Helen Shaw, who is the current new head chief critic at the New York Times, made it a New York Times critic.
3 hours?
She did. She made it a critic's pick.
Okay.
Listen, they enjoyed that 3 hours and almost 40 minutes in the stereophonic.
There you go. Three hours and 40 minutes is almost 4 hours?
It was like, I think, after both intermissions, we were, you know, they said it was 3:20 and we were there like 3:37.
I don't know how people do three act plays.
It has two intermissions.
Yeah.
I really love
I have a
show.
Lot of thoughts about it. I
Did
enjoyed
you see it?
The show.
It's too funny.
But I still have a lot of thoughts about it.
Did you feel that it was too long?
Yes, but I would see it again.
Okay. You're using me to start earlier.
Yeah.
And I know what I saw, but I don't know what I saw, which I know was on purpose. So there's a lot of things I like about it and don't like about it. I do really well here in Austin. I think it's a great show for this city.
Yeah, yeah.
And the set, whoa.
Okay.
The set is amazing.
Back to what we were talking about. What we did before our Moth Days. And Moth Days refers to death. So this is very cheery.
Basically, they're talking about life.
So yeah. Happy.
He says, quote, for the most part, their memories revolve around a writer, Dick, played by Josh Hamilton, whose marriage to Ellie, played by Maria Dizia, and long-term affair with Elaine, Hope Davis, affects his sly and unsettling son, Tim, played by John Early. A moth day is his dad, Dick, dad's term for the day you die. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems kind of depressing.
Well, I mean, you can't judge a book by its cover. When you read what every brilliant thing's about, it's suicide, and you think that's going to be depressing, and it's poignant, but it's funny.
There you go.
And it's about humanity and connecting. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't want to sit for 3 hours.
She likened this show to
I don't know.
A Beckett show. But she says, where Beckett could be icily cruel to his characters, Sean seems almost kind to this awkward family's unhappiness. It sounds nuts, but he can be quite warm in this purgatory.
That seems like good writing and good acting.
Yep.
To make someone unlikable likable.
Well, Wallace Shawn,
you know,
does some good stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes some people might call it inconceivable.
Oh my God. Oh,
oh wow.
Okay.
You keep using that word. I don't think you know what it means.
Yeah. A little dumb. Yeah.
I need to walk around.
Some sound effects.
All right. So let's see where we want to go. Oh, I do have to do this. I'll do it. No, I won't do it that way. So this is a thing I saw on my TikTok feed.
Uh-oh.
And now I lost the. There it is. And this is a user by the name of Fame Black, and he does hip hop Broadway.
Beautiful.
So listen to this from I just gave it away. This is from Company.
Another 100 people just came off of the train and came up from the ground. While another 100 people just got off of the bus and they're looking at us. Another 100 people just got off of the plane and they're looking at us. Cause we the motherfuckers who got off of the train and the plane and the bus. Maybe yesterday. It's a city of strangers. Some come to work, some to play. It's a city of strangers. Some come to stare, some to stay. And every day the ones who stay can't find each other in the crowded streets and the garden parks by the rusty fountain and the dusty trees with the battered barks. And they walk together past the postal wall with the brutal marks. And they meet at parties of friends who they may never know. Will you pick me up or can I meet you there or shall we let it go? Did you get my message? Cause I looked in vain. Can we see each other Tuesday if it doesn't rain? Can I call you in the morning or I'll text you and explain? Another motherfucker just got off of the train. Another 100 people just got off of the train and came up from the ground.
Okay, that was fun.
That's beautiful. Good.
So that's how we're going to do that Company now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so he does this for, I've seen like two or three of the ones that he does. So he does a lot of the Broadway in a hip-hop style, which I thought was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
See, these are the values of TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Innovation, truly.
Yeah. So here's an interesting thing. Well, I think it's interesting. So I tend to, who here likes to go see movies and shows by themselves?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you
do. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't mind. 100%.
I prefer it.
Sometimes you do. No. I'm like, I can relate, you know?
I prefer it. Well, they found out that 20% of Broadway theater tickets are now being purchased by solo attendees, which is double from the past time they did it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now they are a group called ATG Entertainment is creating a solo seats initiative, where they bring people in.
ATG is a huge theater group. They're not new.
Yeah, it's not. I didn't say that. Initiative is new.
I was like, they're one of the biggest.
They're doing it. The first one or the next one is a production of The Notebook at San Francisco's Orpheum. For $75, you get a discounted orchestra seat, a pre-show mixer, with fellow solo seat ticket holders, and a complimentary drink.
But they say specifically,
it's not a singles night. It's not about hooking up.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
But I
still make friends, though, you know?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. But I don't know, I guess.
You have mixed feelings.
Yeah, what's your feeling?
As I say, I prefer it. So it's like, you don't need to cater to me. I'm all set.
I don't know if it bids the purpose. I don't like.
He's talking about trying to make it less awkward for solo.
Okay.
It makes it awkward already, though. Yeah.
If you're already going, you don't think it's awkward. That's why you bought the photo or bought the ticket. What is he thinking? More people will come now join?
Yeah,
I don't know. Is that not awkward?
Hmm.
I don't know. But it says more people are unintimidated by the idea of going out and doing things on their own.
I've never been intimidated by that.
Well, some people are.
There's a lot of people that are intimidated by going out alone.
That was not a knock on anyone.
There's a huge trend now of solo travel and things like that.
Yep.
And solo travel can be intimidating for someone who's done it a lot. Mm-hmm. It can be intimidating for some people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've met a lot of solo travelers over my travels the last few years.
I did.
I love everything about it. I used to do it all the time, and now I.
Well, here's a little piece of advice. Don't go if you're kind of depressed. I went on a cruise by myself, and I was feeling lonely and feeling sorry for myself. Mm. And on the cruises at this time, you were assigned a table, and they assigned me a four top table where it was a couple and me.
Nice. Third wheeling.
Yeah. I just started bawling. It was funny. It can be intimidating. All right, I think we have time for maybe one more thing. Let's just see. I'm stalling for time while I go look at my list, which is in a different place.
Stalling.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with what I want to talk about. No, let's talk about this. Broadway in your hotel. Oh, no, and I didn't. Hmm? I don't think I... Broadway in your hotel room, which I did not print out, but good enough since I'm doing it this way. The Ritz-Carlton... is staging private Broadway shows in your suite.
Huh?
This is the Ritz-Carlton in Central Park, and you're going to get a personalized Broadway experience to your suite. And basically, they bring in a couple of Broadway performers to come and sing for you for an hour in your room.
That's
so that's like bringing mariachi, but like Broadway style.
But Broadway style, yeah, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
As much as I love Broadway, I'd rather have the mariachi.
But like, where are we sitting? Where are we sitting in the hotel room? Well, are you sitting in the side chair? Let's go. I don't know.
Weird, like, my friend, in a room.
You are in the royal suite.
Okay, the royal suite.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Regular hotel room.
No, wait a second. The royal suite is 2,000 square feet.
Okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Living rooms, billiard rooms.
If you're getting in the royal suite, you can already afford to buy a house out and go see the show.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it turns out that you choose from a variety of suites, and that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the upper echelon.
Mm-hmm.
I hope those actors are getting paid well.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
All
right. I'm glad for the actors.
Yeah.
Me too. Let's take a break. And the reason why I chose the songs that I chose, these are from next year's season at Broadway Across. Broadway in Austin. And so this is Funny Angel from Water for Elephants. We'll be right back.
I was lost when
we are BACK back. You're listening to the award-winning Offstage and On the Air with Lisa and Nicole.
Hello.
Here on 91.7 on your FM push button dial.
Woo.
We're here.
I have a push button dial. All right. Let's go and talk to these folks from Austin Playhouse's production of Carmela, Full of Wishes. Mm-hmm. We have three of the actors here. And just so that I don't make mistakes, I'm going to have you introduce yourselves. We'll start with you, young man.
Oh, hi. My name is Michael Galvan, and I play Papi in Ensemble.
Papi in Ensemble.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone. This is Gigani Otadui, and I play Mami in Ensemble.
Gigani Otadui is not hard to pronounce.
Gigani Otadui. Oh, you think, well, huh? I've been having trouble my whole life with it.
I can't do it, clearly.
But I love it. I got to say, I love my name.
I do, too.
Hola, hello.
Wait. Now do it.
Hello. My name is Diana Patricia Guisado, and I'm playing Carmela in this show.
Excellent. The titular role.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, then, Diana, tell us what the show is about.
Well, this show is about a young girl named Carmela, who is turning 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And she is very excited because she made a wish to go to the laundromat with her big brother. And so she goes on a journey to run some errands in her birthday, and she founds a dandelion, and she discovers she can make wishes with them. So throughout the show, she tries to figure out what would be the perfect wish for her birthday. And her dad is also not with her, so she's trying to figure out where is her dad. And yeah, it's a very special place.
Yeah.
When you say her dad is not with her, is he?
No, he's alive.
He's alive. Yeah, he's still alive.
Michael, he's like, no, I'm still alive. I'm alive.
To say, well, no, you can. This is theater. You know, yeah. Dead people do show up.
Right. Yeah, totally.
Very true.
Yeah.
Well,
that's amazing.
Did go earlier.
So do you have a dandelion? Do you actually have a dandelion, and do you blow on it, and all the little things go away? Do we?
The magic
not
of fear.
We're casting. There's a lot of magic going on.
The magic
yeah.
of fear. Uh-huh.
It's yes. Theater magic. Yes.
Let me go ahead and say yes.
Yeah. So yes. So Michael, obviously you're playing the father, Papi.
Yeah.
Where are you?
So Papi, you find out, spoilers, I guess.
Don't spoil it if you don't want to.
No, people may not have seen it.
Uh-huh.
He is gone back to his hometown, basically, to make sure that he has to get his papers fixed.
Boise?
So, yeah, in Boise State. He had to go back there. So he'll be back in a couple of days, hopefully. But it's such a great story. There's so many undertones of things that, you know, adults will connect with, you know, and kids will also connect with. But just like the struggle of, you know, citizenship.
Yeah, it sounds quite topical.
Yeah, it's super. And especially, you know, performing it for these kids, you know, this is something that they're definitely going through right now. So I think it's a very pertinent story. And it's just a beautiful story, a beautiful adaptation from the book as well, too. If you have not read the book, I highly suggest reading that as well.
Yeah,
the adaptation really, yeah, the adaptation really digs deeper into
that story.
What's
amazing, our listeners know how to read.
They do.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm glad. To them. Gigani, who do you play?
I play Mami.
Mami.
Well, and other characters.
Okay.
and a few more characters. Mm-hmm.
So you know where Papi is.
Yeah, I know where Papi is. Yeah. Yeah. We planned it. Yeah. It was.
So this is not a new piece, is it?
No. I think it was written like 2019. Or like 2020.
Yeah,
2020.
I know it's been done around the country.
During the pandemic. Yeah. Like 2020.
That's when he wrote it.
Wow. And this is a theater for young audience piece.
Yes.
So this
yes.
is made for younger folks.
Yes.
Yes.
Five and up, I believe, is what the website says.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've
been performing for like first graders, second graders during the weeks.
Weekly.
I think first grade is probably the lowest.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had any
first
kindergarten.
First to third.
Yeah, first through third. Yeah, first through third. Yeah,
those are normally the ones that like to get out and
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go see the theater and stuff.
They love it, man.
Yeah.
They, love it.
They have the so audience. Much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have so much fun with them because you have their feedback,
no
which is amazing.
No idea what they're going to
so,
say. And yeah. They will
yeah. No, yeah. No, they'll
totally
let you know if they're
unexpected.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I think that's why you and I like going.
We do. I love going when the kiddos
theater
are there.
And when the kiddos yeah. are there. The peanuts. Yeah. yeah. Because you it's you get joy from the piece, and you get joy from the child
yeah.
experiencing
the,
yeah. seeing just, the theater yeah. being unfiltered. Mm-hmm.
Just seeing their faces too of them, because you know when kids they just end up like squirming around and just moving their body, but you see them when they're locked in with you, their eyes are just wide. That's yeah, that's some of the best feeling.
Is there interactivity? Are the kids involved at all?
Yeah, we ask them some questions throughout the show, and they get to be loud and also make wishes with us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep.
So there are three of you here. How many people in the cast total?
Four.
So yeah, who are we missing?
We're missing Big Brother.
Big Brother, Maddie.
Big Brother. Mm-hmm. Maddie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Maddie's last name?
I could probably tell you.
Thank you. Wow. God, we're horrible castmates.
I will find it.
I'm pretty sure you can pronounce mine. So
it's not on the website. So
hold on. I have a bit.
Anyway.
Maria Garcia.
Garcia.
I was about to say,
the easiest, you know.
I know the easiest
last
do.
Name.
And we know this is directed by Mateo Hernandez.
Yeah.
He said good things about this, which is good since he directed it.
I would hope so. Did Mateo say horrible things?
Hopefully he said good things.
So y'all been playing this for a little while already?
Yeah, this is third week, third and last week.
Is there anything that's happened in your run so far that has surprised you?
We do a Q&A at the end mm-hmm. of every children's show during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask some pretty deep questions. Mm-hmm. These kids are like going into some of the subtext there. And we're having some really great conversations. I was at first, like, I was like, oh, they're going to ask like, I like today was, hey, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite sport?
Yeah.
All those things. Yeah. But they're like, hey, why did Poppy leave? Or like, why
papers?
Yeah.
You
what
know,
do
like,
they mean
they
about papers?
Ask,
or why is, like, why is Big Brother so mean to, you know, we were able to dive in deeper with these kids mm-hmm. into this play that I was not really much expecting to do. I thought it was going to be very much surface level questions. But no, they're mm-hmm. very willing. And I mean, like all of them are shooting their hands up. So it's good to see that they are. It's not just like, does anybody have questions? No? Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That's cool.
Did y'all enjoy this?
Is it? Yeah. Do y'all self-moderate these Q&A or do you have someone that's moderating?
No, it's Sarah.
Sarah. Yeah.
From Austin Playhouse. So, yeah,
Sarah
we
Zerang.
Have a
Sarah Chong Dickey.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-mm.
That's good. Awesome sauce.
Yeah, she's filled in the questions.
Is there any music involved in the show?
Yeah, I know. I do sing a little bit. Sing a little bit. A little song.
What do you sing?
It's a song. I think this actual song is.
Yeah, it's based on another.
Carmela, I mm-hmm. think is the actual name of the song. But yeah, but the lyrics were kind of changed around to fit. Carmela.
Good. Yeah.
It's a beautiful song.
It's a very beautiful song. Yeah, it's super sweet.
That's awesome.
So awesome. My musical chops in there, you know what I mean?
Just
the
one song.
Off, I thought we were all expired.
Yeah. No, that is our next guest who has forgotten about the show once again.
Oh, no.
So we can talk for as long as we want.
All right.
So, all right. Yeah, strike
down.
Two. we had him on last week.
Hey,
and
just like live theater, you know, like whatever happens, you adjust and you and the show must go on.
So it's interesting. In the 17 years we've been on the air, it had not happened until last week.
Yeah.
And now it's happened twice in a row.
Again.
Well, it's three times a charm.
Three times a charm.
They come in threes.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this about this show. Is it performed only in English or English and Spanish? Is it
both English and Spanish?
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And as an English speaker, someone with a handicap like me that only speaks one language, will I understand it?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Totally. I feel like they did a great job with the adaptation and the script on, like, I don't know, I always pay attention when Carmela says stuff, then she mentions it in Spanish, but then there's another like phrase there in English for you to kind of know like what she said. So yeah, totally.
Which is so great because you subconsciously get it without being going, that means.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like all of a sudden like you feel like immersed in that. You're almost bilingual in a sense.
Yeah. We're all learning.
So as an actor, I know working on Theater for Young Audiences shows is different in many ways from working with a more adult themes. How have y'all worked in TYA before, or is this your first time?
I have, and I went to college to UT, and I did my
UT.
Yeah, UT.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
this little university.
Haven't heard of it.
They need to work harder for people to know who they are.
Yeah. But we did Luna actually.
Oh yes,
at Zach Theater last year.
Oh.
And we toured around schools, and that was my first TYA show, and it was so special. And that's when I really fell in love with TYA and started to understand the meaning of theater for young audiences and how important it is.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
It really is life-changing.
It is.
Super. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if they never see another piece, that one moment is so awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just, I don't even have the words for it.
Yeah.
I have a lot of words.
Yeah. You do.
I do. That just gets me,
Yeah, and the field trips, they're so, like, we were talking with my best friend about that, like, how we remember how we went, like, to the theater or to, like, a field trip when we were in school, and that was, like, such a special day, and, like, going to the theater, you know, that's, that gets you, and it's just, yeah, it's just, you keep it in your heart, you know, until you're a grown up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being on the other end now is also just such a surreal thing, because I remember being in that audience and being like, wow, this is really cool, and now I get paid to do it.
Bravo.
I did TYA a long time when I was an actor, and a lot of times they would have the actors stay out as the audience is leaving and talk to the kiddos as they're exiting the theater. Do y'all do that?
Yeah, we do that every day for the school shows.
Now I'm going to ask you the same question again, because that's where a lot of surprising things can happen.
Yes, more surprising.
Has anything interesting happened in those little tiny conversations as those kiddos are leaving?
I got told, why do you look like a dad? I was like, why, I play a dad? And he was like, no, why do you look like a dad? Oh, okay. So that's nice fun. That's a nice fun conversation.
They have asked, I think, like twice if we're a real family.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
Really cute.
Well, that means you're doing your job.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Casting did a great job, huh?
Very good. All right, we're almost out of time. So we've talked a lot about playing to the kiddos. I'm guessing adults will have a good time watching this as
absolutely. Yeah.
We actually had the chance to talk to the playwright.
Oh, that's awesome.
Rios, and he's in Chicago, but he said that he writes plays for families. So I you can really feel that in this show, just because every character, mommy, papi, daddy, Maddie, the big brother, everyone has like a special moment that anyone can connect to.
Great. Wonderful. Well, I do have to take a moment to do a little side tangent here. And we say side tangent.
I don't know what it's on, but I'm waiting.
Well, I need to apologize to the website, because I just said here that the cast isn't in there. And
there's a picture of them all on
there.
We're all there. I didn't want to say anything, but I'm like, Sarah Chong Dickey normally puts all the headshots up there.
There are big pictures on there, and I did not see them.
We got our beautiful faces there.
That's okay. Yeah. Sometimes we don't
see big pictures there of all of you.
Wow, cute.
It's like your Gibbs from NCIS, number 462. Scroll thoroughly.
I don't think I've ever seen NCIS, but I will take that as a compliment.
Oh my gosh, that's like totally... Mark Harmon, really?
Yeah, never seen it. So you're open now. When do y'all close?
This Sunday.
Yep. Sunday, that's the 15th.
So we only have two more shows.
Saturday and Sunday are folks only chance at 1 p.m. So it's like lovely matinee, easy to get to. And the weather's going to be good this
week. Gorgeous,
say,
Gorgeous weather.
And it's not like that early matinee or too late. That 1 p.m. time is
prime. Where can folks go to get more information?
AustinPlayhouse.com.
There you go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank y'all so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank y'all for having us.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate y'all.
Great. It was fun.
Yep. That was the cast from Austin Playhouse production of Camilla Full of Wishes. Play now through March 15th. At Austin Playhouse. For more information, you may visit AustinPlayhouse.com. And one of the things that I got out of this was that your dreams can come true. And so this is from the show Figaro.
Interesting.
Dreams Come True.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Dreams come true.
We are back. You are listening to the award-winning Offstage and On the Air with Lisa. Say that again because your microphone wasn't
on.
What
award was that, Lisa?
That was the Co-op Silver Mic Award.
Oh, yes.
Which we were very honored and surprised to win.
Yes. I when you emailed me that, I was like, what?
Yeah. And I was with a proud group of award winners. And
that's so cool.
Really fun to see the family
can
get
you
together. You know, one thing.
See all the awards on the co-op?
Can I say them right now?
No, I'm saying, like, could you go online and find them all on our
website?
I'm
guessing you probably
or
could.
Or social?
No, say.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I'm sure you could see it on social. We have a pretty active social media. But the thing about co-op is, you know, there's a very, 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 very small staff here. And it's mostly run by volunteers, of which you and I are both one. We meet. We have a monthly meeting, a station meeting that we go to. And there's a 100 or so volunteers.
Say, how many people are there now? That's
and
a lot.
Typically at the meetings, you know, at least half of those people are there at the meetings. But it's amazing to see what makes co-op run. So, and I would venture to say that if you're not listening in the Austin area, you more than likely have a community radio station where you live too. So I used to listen to the community radio station in Philadelphia quite a bit, which was I forgot the call letters for it, but I liked it a lot.
Did you like it a lot?
I did. And I used to have to I used to keep a pencil in my car when I drove through because I was always writing down music that I'd heard that I'd never heard.
I kind of love everything about that, Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. Of course, nowadays you don't need a pencil in your car. You can just look it up on the Google.
Well, yeah, you can, but you voice note it because you shouldn't look it up on the Google while you're driving.
Not while you're driving.
No.
No, but you.
But how would you remember?
Once you stop, you go to the website and you look at their playlist.
No, you shouldn't do it while you're at the stoplight, Lisa.
Oh, I do.
No, that would be not against the law with driving, Lisa. That's another story, Lisa.
I'm a rebel without a cause. All right. So our list of shows, we're hitting a little, not a lull per se, but it's getting a little smaller.
We're hitting that South by spring break.
Yeah.
Everybody take a break quick, but it's about to kick up in full gear when we get back in April here.
Sure is. We'll start our list out.
But there are some options for people who are still looking for theater.
And let's just start with a couple of theater for young audiences. We just talked to them. Austin Playhouses. Carmela Full of Wishes through March 15th.
Well, unfortunately, Zach Theater Charlotte Webb is not this weekend because of the South by Southwest at the theater. But they come back on the 28th of March and run through
May 17th.
May 17th.
Hmm. Hyde Park Theater. Hyde Park Theater has Witch through the 21st.
Penfold Theater has Wild Horses through March 15th.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
We had the Rudy Ramirez on.
With the Nathan Jerkins
last
week.
With Nathan Jerkins last
week.
That was fun. Austin Community College
has... We're missing Nathan right now with the list. He should have called in and given us his...
Oh, that's right.
Amongst
that was
our
so
calendar.
Funny. We do need to add that.
Yeah, we need to add that.
I know that I've got a guest coming in town, and I know that I need to buy some half and half.
So, okay.
So I'll just throw that into
Sounds
the list.
Sounds good.
Austin Community College has Reefer Madness through the 14th, and from what I'm seeing on social media, tickets will be difficult to get for that one.
It's a fun show. It's a fun show. I love it.
Okay.
That's me.
Lots of people do.
That's okay. That's why the show's out there not my vibe. For everyone. You don't like the Phantom, but a lot of other people do, and it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's why there's different shows. There's that is what
Milton used to say. That's what makes horse races.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
We have Bandwagon Arts with Noel Coward's Private Lives playing through the 20th at Ground Floor Theater.
They have a really big and fun set.
That's what you were telling me earlier. I love everything about
it. It is a very large set for a little theater, and it turns around.
Oh, yeah, it turns around. That's intriguing.
It is.
Yeah.
We talked about it before. Broadway in Austin has got The Great Gatsby playing through this weekend.
CBC?
Yep.
What is that?
I keep forgetting. Collaboration by communication.
Thank you. Wild Card Peter Pan through March 14th at Oak Hill Theater.
And then there is a table read. They didn't say what theater company this is, but it's a show called The Egg by Noah Masterson.
So the egg, is it the egg like in the Gatsby, or is it like the egg like the theater in Albany?
Well, if it was the egg like it was in, it'd be the West Egg or the East Egg.
Well, maybe there's another egg maybe we're discovering, just the egg. But then the theater in Albany downtown is called The Egg. So
maybe
like,
there's a new egg and old egg.
Or is it green eggs and ham?
Maybe it's huevos rancheros.
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, it's playing at the Sanctuary.
In Japanese, it would be tomago. That's it.
I know. I like tamago yaki.
I love tamago. Tamago gaski desu. The Stage Austin has The Games Afoot, opening March 20th and running through April 11th.
And they will be on the show next week along with Texas Comedies.
Oh, I miss having Texas Comedies.
I know.
John Cecil's on.
Their show is called Prohibition, a Musical Comedy. Playing March 20th through the 28th at the Dougherty Arts Center.
Ooh.
And if you go to their website, you can see they've made a little trailer, which looks kind of fun.
Oh, that's fun.
Auditions. Nothing new. Lake Travis Musical Theater. Oh, we can stop talking about that. Never mind. Into the Woods, those auditions have already happened.
They were in the woods for a long time.
They were a long time. Dirty Gold Theater has Insomnia on the 22nd. And Different Stages has Nicole's favorite Stage Blood through March 22nd.
I don't know about the show, but I want to learn about it. But I love any show that has Stage Blood. Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if the show Stage Blood had no Stage Blood?
I would say that could possibly be a possibility.
I don't know. Could be.
Yeah.
Norman is cheeky like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Our day in theater history. It is Jodie Comer's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jodie Comer.
In
Japanese, that would be Tanjobi.
Yeah, okay. It is also Terrence Howard's birthday.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, Terrence Howard.
Stephen Bogardus.
Happy birthday to Stephen.
And John Barrowman.
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 Barrowman?
Yeah, and he had there's a play.
Oh, he's not the John Barrymore, like of the Barrymore family.
No, it's John Barrowman.
Okay.
Who had a play written about him. The John.
That's called John Barrowman?
Something. I forgot what it was called. But I had never heard of him. But
can we talk about someone's birthday tomorrow? Because we won't be
here. Oh, yes. Let's do that. Go ahead. His birthday is tomorrow.
It's Liza Minnelli's birthday tomorrow, people.
Yeah.
And she has a brand new book out talking about her whole crazy life. And her mama's crazy life and showbiz, and it's Liza's birthday.
And she just won a GLAAD Media Award.
She did just this past week.
Yep. And she won the inaugural Liza Minnelli Storytelling Award.
Well, and that makes sense. She got the first one. That kind of makes sense too. Her book just came out this week on the 9th, I believe was the date. And I forget the title of it, but I'm sure you could do the Google to find it.
And speaking of GLAAD Media Awards, Liberation was named Outstanding Broadway Production. There are other nominees were Oedipus, Purpose, Redwood, and Smash. I need to look into Liberation.
I've read a lot of stuff about it lately. All of a sudden, I don't know why it's popping up everywhere.
Liberation follows a group of women in the 1970s undergoing a conscious raising workshop, exploring themes of female agency and shifting queer identities with the feminist movement.
That does sound interesting.
It had previews back in October and opened at the James Earl Jones Theater on the 28th and closed on February 1st.
Why did I feel like it was further back than that?
No, this
is all really like, maybe that's why I keep seeing it in the news too, with the, if it closed
February. By the way, back to Liza Minnelli.
Yes.
As you know.
Yes.
EGOT winner.
Well, yes.
Just saying.
She's one of the few.
One of the few.
Right there in like the beginning times.
But she's not a PGOT.
I don't really think is there anybody a PGOT? Is there one
I think somebody's a PGOT.
Or they made that up too, by the way.
They did. Of course they did. Of course they did.
Yeah. I might have to watch Liza with a Z.
Okay.
Wearing her Halston. Directed by or choreographed by the Bob Fosse and directed by the Martin Scorsese. There you go.
All right. We're now actually running out of time.
1984.
Let's go with the openings. Well, I should say that we do have a current show on Broadway that has just started previews, and it's Giant. And we've been talking about Giant for a while because it did something like long before the pandemic somewhere.
And it's Giant, like off the film Giant?
I believe so.
That's what I thought, right?
It's a musical.
Interesting.
1959, A Raisin in the Sun opened on this date.
I hope the Giant music is similar to like what they did with Outsiders and stuff. Like
I think we played a little bit of it.
Okay, I'm hoping. I'll look into that. I just recently watched that movie again. Yeah.
So in 2010, Next Fall opened. I don't remember that show.
Well, Next Fall, I'll tell you about it.
Well, and it opened in the springtime, which is weird.
Weird. I've missed marketing. Well, it could be when they had a theater open.
That's true. 2007, Talk Radio. And 2001, A Class Act. And in 1963...
Someone big was in that Class Act from 2001.
I can tell you, because we're going to play a little bit of it.
Oh, okay.
And now I can't remember.
I forget myself. Darn it.
But let's go, and we're going to listen to Light on My Feet from A Class Act. We'll be right back.
I stay light on my feet. I stay light on my
feet. We are back. You are listening to the award-winning Offstage and On the Air with Lisa and Nicole. And we're gonna finish this up. But you know what? There was one other thing I needed to talk about, because whenever Schmigadoon is in the news, I have to talk about it.
Oh, what's happening with Schmigadoon again? Are we talking show or musical or folklore or what?
The Broadway show.
Okay.
They are starting a vlog.
Oh.
Next week on Friday, or this week on Friday.
Is it going to be written by characters
It's going to be Mackenzie Kurtz.
Okay.
She's playing Betsy. And the show begins performances at the Nederlander on April 4th. And it's a 6-episode vlog starting on March 13th. And it will just talk about the inner workings of the show. And they asked fans to name it.
What was the winner?
Farmer's Daughter Diaries.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
It's cute.
Yeah. It's quite to the point and witty and cute.
Yep. All right.
As you would say in Japanese, kawaii.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we've done it.
Are you impressed that I know all these words in Japanese?
I am.
Yes.
I only know a few.
Class is going well.
Yep. So we've done it for the day. We're done for the week. We will see everybody next week.
Next week.
We're no longer an award-winning show.
We'll still be award-winning.
I know.
Until the next time.
Coming up next is Tracy Schultz. Tracy is going to tell us what's new.
Yes. You know what? He knows all about everything and what's new.
I've written him a theme song.
You did?
Yep. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to.
What's new, Tracy Schultz? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Tracy Schultz? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Tracy Schultz, you. I love you.
Yes, I do. Very good.
You with the what new news. Yeah.
So anyway, Tracy's coming up next. We are going to go away listening to another song from next year's season.
Unfortunately, It's not Liza. Lisa with an S.
Yeah.
Liza with a Z.
Needed to come from Death Becomes Her.
Oh, fun show. That for the
this
season.
Is for the gays.
All right.
And that's G-A-Z-E.
Yes, it is.
But I believe there's some double entendre.
There's some double entendre, and it's, I mean, Yeah. I shouldn't. Yes.
Don't give it away.
Nope.
All right. Here we go. We'll see you next week when we look at what's happening off stage and on the air. Stand by for Tracy.
I'd trade my fortune for the chance to be enveloped in that special way you glance at me. I feel like I can have it all the moment that I fall into that gaze. The look of recognition in your eyes.